As you can see the title, it's not the most seeker-sensitive title. You know, I did find it interesting. If you look at the resources on the back page of your notes, very quickly, a lot of what I've gleaned has been from John Owen. And now we're talking 400 years ago. Or from Christopher Love, another Puritan, 400 years ago, called The Mortified Christian. Chris Lungard published his book a few years back, but he's just plagiarizing John Owen. And that's his words. And he said he'll just take it up with John Owen in heaven. He said it was too good a stuff to just leave back there. Wayne Mack, A Fight to the Death, he's just quoting John Owen and Christopher Love and a few other Puritans. Matthew Mead, another Puritan, has a book called The Almost Christian Discovered. Then you have John Owen, his whole Volume 6 in Conflict with Sin. And then Ralph Benning, another Puritan, The Sinfulness of Sin. Something should strike you is that not many people in recent years have really been working on this and doing work on it and writing books on it. It's almost like to deal with sin and mortifying sin is you want to stay away from that. And they want to write books on grace, but you don't understand grace unless you deal with sin. Then you'll so appreciate the gospel and Christ even more. So this is a topic that it's rather heavy. And I make no apologies for that. We won't be laughing our way through this topic. It's putting off sin, and at the same time we're putting on Christ. So I pray that the Lord will use it in our own lives as well as those we minister to. But I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you came back because you had a break. You had your chance. All right, let's open in prayer. Father, what a joy it is to rejoice in our salvation because of what Jesus Christ has done for us and what the Holy Spirit has applied to our hearts and continues to help point us to Christ. And Lord, one thing that we tend to not pay much attention to, and that is to abhor what's evil, to hate sin. Not just what the effects of sin, but sin itself. I pray that you would teach us, stir us up to remembrance of things that we may have already been taught. Lord, help us to understand more this particular doctrine of grace, which is putting off sin, mortifying it by the help of the Spirit of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, does this sound familiar to you? This is sort of the cycle of inevitability. Does it sound familiar? A powerful desire or lust grips your heart. Then rationalizations begin as to how maybe you can handle this and maybe even why you might give in to it. Feeble attempts are made to resist, sometimes while provisions being made at the same time. Then there are feelings of hopelessness. Sin is enacted upon. Intense disgust with thoughts and feelings of, I can't believe I did it again. I'm not going to do that again. Then there's sorrow and confession is made. But getting rid of the means of pursuing the sin is taken care, well, at least is pursued to some degree, but usually not in full. A period of time elapses before the same sin is engaged in again. And the cycle continues and continues. Sound familiar? And that is the cycle, unless a Christian gets very aggressive and serious about both mortifying sin and aggressive about putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't do one without the other. It's both putting off and putting on at the same time. And so we're looking at what's called the doctrine of mortification. Now, some of the context, we want to start with our union in Christ. And I'm going to be dealing here with believers, people who have trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. I mean, when I'm discipling someone, counseling someone, I'm going to be going over the gospel with them. And if they have professed faith in Christ and have repented of their sins and turned to Christ for salvation, we're looking at that position, that union with Christ, as Paul would often call it, in Christ, because we're in Him. And so we'd have to start here with the gospel and their position with Christ before moving on to mortifying sin. You can't mortify sin without being in Christ. Some try that, but it's called penance or asceticism. And we'll look at that in a minute. Now, communion with Christ, that's our walk with Christ. That's our practicing the disciplines of grace as we're walking with Christ. Our union is being in Him. Communion is now walking with Him. It involves taking heed to ourselves. 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed to yourself and to your doctrine. Acts 20 says the same thing. Take heed to yourself and to the flock. And so it's going to take serious attention, pay serious attention to yourself. It also involves in our walk with Christ, dependent exercise. That means we're praying for God to help us as we are pursuing godliness, as 1 Timothy 4:7-9 says. Exercise yourselves unto godliness. This mortification is part of the ongoing repentant lifestyle. Repentance is a way of life. It is the Christian life, is a repentant life. Always putting off, always putting on. Now, you have paragraphs there. I didn't cover those. But the first paragraph are for those who get tempted in mortification to go into self-introspection. They get morbidly introspective. And Martin Lloyd-Jones has a tremendous statement there, I believe, of how do you examine yourself without getting morbidly introspective? Some people are really, they take themselves and they keep looking at themselves. As he says it, you put yourself on a dissecting plate and keep going over it and over and over it. And what he's saying is you're typically self-absorbed. And it's all about you. And you need to turn to Christ. Periodic self-examination, but don't. That's not your chief end. Another statement by Martin Lloyd-Jones on dependent exercise is we are to work out our salvation, and he deals with this issue of people get involved and say, working, that I don't work for my salvation. And his statement there is, the error of justification by works is entrusting to the discipline of your soul, but the opposite to trusting to your works is not to do nothing. It's to do everything but not put your trust in any of it. It's not the works that are wrong as you're working out your salvation, that is, these disciplines. It's putting your faith in your works when your faith ought to be in Christ. Again, it's not works that are wrong. It's trusting in your works. Only trust in Christ. So I just want to highlight that. But moving on, this repentant lifestyle, you have listed there just the Westminster Confession there that describes repentance. And it points us to Christ. There's a grief and hatred of sin. There's a turning unto God as well as a turning away from sin. And that's what I want us to think through here. Turning away from sin, dealing with sin on a daily basis, is this doctrine of mortifying sin.